Passporter Moms podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the Passporter Moms podcast, Disney and Beyond. I'm Jennifer Marks, Passporter author and Passporter mom.
And I'm Sarah Varney, Passporter news editor and fellow Passporter mom.
The Passporter Moms podcast is a weekly podcast for all travelers, with or without kids. We serve up a healthy serving of tips and advice for vacations to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and destinations in the U.S. and abroad. So how is your Halloween planning coming along?
Good.
Does Brian have his costume?
Oh, yes.
What is he going to be again?
He's a ninja.
A ninja, that's right, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a ninja, and he's the world's cutest little ninja, although I'm supposed to tell him that he's very, you know, ferocious looking. But to me, he's...
What's with that? I tell Alexander he's cute because he's so cute, and now I'm like, Mom, I don't want to be cute. Like, what?
Oh, he doesn't mind cute, like, on a daily basis.
Just not when it comes to being a ninja?
No, there's no, apparently cute and ninja are, you know, antithetical. So, doesn't want anything to do with that. All right. I'm sorry, you're very scary. You know?
That's funny. Well, Alexander is a robot. It's a homemade costume, so we're not quite done. But it involves plastic tubs and trash cans.
You're so good at that type of stuff. Like I'm definitely going to want to see pictures of this because you are very crafty.
We'll definitely be taking pictures. We've been working on it for like all month. So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's been really, the weather's been nice. It's actually pretty warm today.
Knock on wood when you say that.
I know. Tomorrow could be horrible. Hailing, you know, and freezing cold.
Halloween did not go so well for us last year, if you'll recall.
That's right.
We're all a bit gun shy with the whole Halloween thing. But I'm actually having a party. We're having friends of ours over.
Ooh.
So I'm getting very, I'm channeling my inner Jennifer. And I'm planning a whole like Halloween themed menu. So like I'm going to do like the hot dogs wrapped in like crescent roll dough so they look like little mummies. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. So now I'm sort of toying with what else to do. And I'm kind of getting overwhelmed with ideas that I bought a stack of magazines at Barnes & Noble the other day. Anything that had like a pumpkin on the cover or something that mentioned Halloween party, I bought it.
There's tons of ideas online.
Lots of ideas. I was pretty pleased with, you know, just the mummy hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I thought I was, you know, hot stuff with that. But then I started opening these magazines and was like, oh my God. Are you kidding me? These things are going to take hours, you know?
Hey, you want to avoid the stuff that's really time-consuming. I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah. So, but I'm getting in the spirit of things. So.
Good. Halloween parties are the best. I love Halloween parties. Alexander and I, somehow he wrote me into a cake decorating contest at school, and he wants to make a haunted house cake. And not just, you know, a rectangle with a haunted house design, but it's actually, you know, looks like a haunted house.
You do the Haunted Mansion.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be so cool.
Oh, that would be fun. Well, you know, our design right now, or his design, this is really his, it looks very Haunted Mansion-ish, so maybe I could, you know, guide him, but this is his project, so I'm just there to, you know, to help.
Right, and if you happen to drop, you know, a small grinning ghost figure on top of it, you know, I mean.
That's right.
That's terrible. See, this is what I'm talking about. You're signing up for cake decorating contests, and
I'm having a Halloween party. Oh, come on.
The Halloween, like, the pumpkin cupcakes, you know, and I'm going, oh, that's way too much work.
Well, it'll be fun. It will be. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
Awesome holiday.
Fun holiday. Mm-hmm. And then actually the day after is my 15th wedding anniversary, so I should probably also remember that.
Yeah, so as I'm going up. Congratulations. That's great. 15 years. Wow. That's so cool.
I got married when I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. Amazing.
It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It's a child bride.
Well, I have two passport announcements to make. Neither is new, brand new, but I still should say something. One is that the cruise guide is in stock.
Yay!
So anyone who places an order, it'll go out right away. I don't think that the bookstores have it yet, but it'll be soon. Our distributor's really good. So that's one thing. And if anyone doesn't know what our cruise guide is or needs information, go to passport.com/DCL and you'll see a picture of a guidebook. And there you go.
That's it. That's the one.
And then the other announcement is that in our Passporters Club, which is, Passporters Club is like enhanced access to our ebooks. Basically, mm-hmm. you get access to all of our ebooks, and you get access to about 50 e-worksheets that you can fill out and print, fill in and print out, and, mm-hmm. and a variety of things like that. And we added a feature to it for those who have an annual subscription, or we call it the annual pass, and that feature is that you get free access to our big guidebooks, which in the past you hadn't. So you get you can see Walt Disney World and Disney Cruise Line online, you know, and download it to put on your iPad right. and everything, which is really awesome, I think.
That's very cool, yeah. For people mm-hmm. who are, you know, walking around with a lot of technology, that's it's great to have the online edition. Plus, the online edition is typically available before the print edition.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
But then you also have a 35% discount purchase the print edition.
That's right, yeah. So yeah. It's actually a really good deal.
yeah, the Passporters Club, if anybody's looking for the biggest discount on the Passporter guidebooks, if you are a club member, you get the biggest mm-hmm. discount.
Yep, that's the best one we have, absolutely. Yep, so the information on that is at passporter.com/club. Though I'll note that page itself doesn't actually talk about this feature because it's technically still in testing. Mm-hmm. Though so far everyone is reporting it's working. So, you know, fingers crossed, you know. But it's still, because it's a little bit technical, you know, and who gets access. So I'm still considering and testing until I've heard that things are okay. So, but still, the access is already there. So if you're an annual pass holder, you can just go there and get it right now.
Yep.
You don't have to do anything
and
special.
I've already had a couple of requests from people who were monthly but are upgrading to the annual pass.
Good.
That's certainly a possibility. I'm happy to do that. So if you've already paid your monthly fee for this month but you're interested in upgrading to the annual, just send me a private message. I'm Belle on the Passporter boards, and I will be happy to refund your most recent monthly payment and upgrade you to the annual pass.
Yeah, cool. And it saves money, too. You know, some people will sign up for the monthly and it's kind of, you know, I know people who've been on doing the monthly for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
do the annual and save some money.
It's cheaper to do the annual pass. Yep.
It is. Yep. Totally. Yep. So that's it for Passporter news. So how about Disney news?
So speaking of Passporter news, in this week's newsletter, we have two articles. We have a dining review of Ohana, one of my personal favorites, review by Cheryl Pendry, and she reviews both breakfast and dinner, so the character breakfast as well as the family-style meal in the evening. And then we have... Oh, you know how I feel about the breakfast.
The eggs. You always talk about the eggs.
Yes, the crack eggs. Yes. They have crack, and I don't know what they have in pixie dust. I don't know what they've got in them, but they've got some because they're so good. Yeah. And I actually haven't eaten dinner there.
You haven't? No. Really?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You should. It's really good.
Yeah. It sounds really good from what I've been reading mm-hmm. in Cheryl's article. So definitely going to have to do that. And then we have another dining article by Kim Cooper about sort of some places around the world that lend themselves really well to adult-only dining. That
oh, cool.
Meaning, not that there aren't kids in the restaurant, just not kids in your particular party. So,
right. Yes.
That is coming as well. And then in news, okay, so this is totally not, like, this is not my thing, but people are excited. Now, you used to live in Japan.
I did.
But it was a while ago, so this might not have been popular back then. Have you ever heard of frozen beer?
I have not, no.
Apparently, it's big in Japan.
I can believe that, though.
Yeah, big in Japan. Frozen Kirin beer. Kirin beer is a Japanese beer. And frozen beer is actually a bit of a misnomer, I think, if I'm reading the description properly. Because what it is it's regular beer. I mean, chilled, but not frozen beer. But then the topping is frozen. And the topping, it looks almost like a soft serve ice cream or something like that. But it's not. It's actually frozen beer. And it helps keep the beer underneath, like, super cold, I guess.
Well, that actually sounds kind of awesome. And Kirin beer is really, really good. I love that stuff, so I would totally try this.
Yeah. It's $8 a pop, and apparently it's very popular. It is the only place in the continental U.S. where it's available. Mm-hmm. It's, I guess they do sell it in Honolulu as well, but that mm-hmm. not being part of the continental U.S., it still counts. So people are, it's funny, I'm sort of reading some of the online responses to this, and people either think it's going to be, as my friend Leslie put it, epic.
Yeah.
Or they're disgusted.
Oh, I think it sounds great. It sounds like something fun to try, definitely.
I drank beer, I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then the big news sort of is the quote-unquote theme for 2013. Disney has announced that the theme for next year is called Limited Time Magic. And it actually sounds pretty cool. It's a series of different celebrations, so there's a different one each week. And they've listed sort of some of them, but not all of them. But basically, no matter when you go, Disney is going to be celebrating something special. And that could range from exclusive merchandise to special parties or fireworks or park-wide celebrations. It could be a small celebration. It could be a giant celebration. But something special is going on every single week at both the Disneyland Resort and at the Walt Disney World Resort. So some of the celebrations are specific. So Love Week, for example, will be during, you know, right around Valentine's Day. And Independence Week is, of course, around the 4th of July. But other than that, they're going to have like a Villains Week or a Long Lost Friends Week, which is characters that nobody's seen in like a really long time, and all kinds of very cool things.
It's really interesting. I really like the idea. I'm not so sure about the name.
Yeah, Limited Time Magic is a bizarre name for it.
It is. But I like the idea a lot. So,
yeah, I don't care if I'm with you. I think the name is awkward.
The word limited just is not a good word to use for this.
Positive connotations, I don't think. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The other sort of piece of the limited time magic is over at Disneyland. And again, none of these dates have sort of been announced or confirmed, but the Golden Horseshoe Review, which was a long time running show in Disneyland, will be back for, I think it's like a 4 to 6 week engagement. So
yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah. So it should be very cool. You know, and again, so, you know, people always try to sort of cram their trips in around, ooh, food and wine, or ooh, for, you know, yeah, or ooh, right. Halloween. Or now everybody gets a celebration. So that's kind of neat.
Cool.
Speaking of celebrations, if you're going to be at Walt Disney World over New Year's, there are a plethora of activities for you and different ways to celebrate. Almost all of the theme parks, with the exception, of course, of Animal Kingdom, are going to have special fireworks, including Hollywood Studios, which does not have a nightly fireworks display outside of Fantasmic. But on this night, they will. Mm-hmm. So there will be fireworks at the Magic Kingdom, at Epcot, and at Hollywood Studios, and they've sort of staggered them a little bit, you know, but all right around midnight. And then Disney Quest hosts a sort of a family-friendly New Year's Eve party, which is reportedly a lot of fun, and that goes from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I guess some of the resorts are going to be having special New Year's party. I know Narcoossee's is hosting one over at the Grand Floridian, but all the details can be gotten on the resort and the restaurant parties at 407-WDW-DINE. You can call and ask them for all of the details.
Cool.
And that's it. That's this week's issue of Passport News will be out on Thursday and includes all kinds of fun stuff. And we have tips and we have contests and we have articles and news and all that good stuff. And, of course, our wonderful advertisers as well. So subscribe at www.passporter.com. Oh, and I'm going to have to start begging.
You've reached the begging point.
I've reached the begging point. I've had a lot of inquiries about people wanting the guidelines, and then not so many people who want articles. And I think the guidelines are very formal, of course. It makes it seem like it's probably bigger than it is, but it's really not that serious. If you have any questions on them, let me know. But you can email me, news@passporter.com. You don't need to be a professional writer. But what I am running into is people contributing and wanting to do articles that unfortunately already exist in our archive. So.
Right.
And if that's the case, I will definitely let you know. I will send you a link to what already exists. And if you think your idea is like really different, I'm happy, you know, consider something that's on the same topic but just has a different point of view. That's fine by me. So news@passporter.com, and I will get you all the information.
Yeah, and contributing an article, I mean, not only does it get you a gift certificate that you can use for Passporter, but you get to put, you get your article goes online with your name, and you can include photos that, you know, that you took. I mean, it's really a really cool way to say, hey, look at me, you know. Yeah. It's really well ranked in Google. I think it's really cool, actually. So
yeah, and it's very much appreciated.
Yes, very much. Cool, thank you. So we were just talking about how we're waiting for Disney Cruise Line to announce the 2014 itineraries, right?
Yes, we're hoping.
Nothing yet. But so we thought that we would talk about where we would like to see Disney Cruise Line go.
Before Disney officially announces, we just want to get our two cents in.
Yeah. So this is just what we are dreaming of. not what we think is going to actually happen, especially not me, because I, at this point, That's the I don't have any idea.
And say, I heard on Passporter that they're going to Australia. No, yeah, that's yeah. not what we're saying.
But I can think of a number of places that I would love to see Disney Cruise Line go, and especially see me on the ship going with them. Because there's still actually a lot of itineraries I haven't gone on. So, but there's some really, in fact, one of the places I'd like to see them go is just to go back place, which is Northern Europe. I really wanted to go on that cruise, and I'd still like to go on it, so they need to go back so I can do that.
Disney, the adventure that had me on that cruise was I think they were having like you actually got to like dance in Catherine's palace, like in St. Petersburg or something, like something out of Anastasia or something. Yeah. Oh, I was in for that. Yeah, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, it totally would. And I mean, those are places I want to visit anyway. So it's like, you know, this is like a really great way, you know, like a little overview of all these really cool spots. And yeah, you wouldn't want to go if it's, you know. But this is like a summer thing. They always do those things in the summer. So, you know, the weather would be okay. Yeah. So Northern Europe is one of the places I'd love to see Disney Cruise Line go.
Yep. My first is Asia. Yeah. You know, they've got theme parks there.
Yeah, they do.
And you've got, you know, a lot of cruise lines are doing, you know, some of the Asian countries, you know, Japan or Korea or wherever. I would love to see Asia, and I would love to see, like, Japan in particular. You know, I would love to see Tokyo Disney Sea and just all that kind of stuff. So I think Asia would be not just a great place to see, but a great place to see, especially with Disney, because they already have Adventures by Disney over there. They already have theme parks over there.
Exactly. In fact, I'm surprised they haven't announced a cruise like that. You know, I mean, it's kind of a long ways away, maybe that's why. But I think I've always been expecting it, because there's already such a strong Disney presence there, and a lot of, you know, a built-in audience to go to there. So yeah, hopefully we'll see that sometime soon.
Absolutely.
So I was thinking that it might be kind of cool to cruise to South America and go like around the tip. Is that called going around the Horn, or is that over in Africa? I can't remember right now.
I think that's Africa.
Africa, yeah. It's very different. You know, I know there are some cruises that go down there, and I think that would be really interesting. Yeah,
like a Galapagos cruise or something like
that. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, mine is sort of similar. I would like to see, well, not sort of, but at least if you go around and you're in the Pacific, I would like to see some of the Pacific Islands on the way to Asia. See how that works? Do the Pacific Island cruises, and then you continue on. It's like a repositioning thing. Uh-huh. I think that would just be fabulous. Now, Disney has done Hawaii, so, you know, they're halfway there. Yeah. You know, you're halfway to Fiji at that point. You might as well keep going.
That's right. You know, I remember there was a long time people were like, Hawaii. So, you know, we've sort of gotten there.
They did
the one, right?
They did two, I think.
The special, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So I guess whatever. Okay. So the other one I was thinking of, like South America, was doing Africa. And I think I was thinking of that because we have, you know, an Adventures by Disney, you know, safari that goes there. And I've heard really, really awesome things about South Africa. And, you know, so, you know, I can like envision it going like, you know, obviously this is a special cruise, like, you know, up and down the west coast of Africa, but it would be really exotic.
Oh, it would be
an adventure.
That would be an adventure. Yeah, forget Pirates of the Caribbean. You get Pirates of the
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I might not be signing up for that cruise, actually. Good in theory. But I see what you mean, because South Africa is a gorgeous country, and it's a, you know, they do have an Adventures by Disney there, which sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. So I get it. Well, my sort of next couple are just places that they really could go. They really could add to existing itineraries. Would be Antigua and Barbados.
And those are places that they have been in the past, right?
I don't think they've ever stopped at either one. Actually, they've been to Tortola. They may have stopped at Antigua, I guess, but I don't believe they've ever stopped at Barbados.
I thought they had, I could be wrong, but I thought that I actually had written up a port description for Barbados.
There might be.
But, you know, it was like a special one or two thing. And like, it was a while ago, as I recall, so I could totally be wrong, too, about that. Yeah, but yeah, totally. Pirates. I mean, one thing about pirates, those are pirate places. Not today. In the past. Yeah.
Back in 2006.
2006, is that when they went to Antigua?
That was Barbados.
Oh, Barbados. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wasn't imagining it.
No, you weren't imagining it at all. That was my excuse for that is it was before I was a travel agent. And not paying the same type of attention to the itineraries as I do now.
That's it's funny. I mean, the itineraries have changed quite a bit. But, you know, we've been doing the cruise guide since, I think the first one came out in 2001. Mm-hmm. And of course, the ports that they're not visiting that year just don't get put in the book. And when I think about the number of ports that I've written or Dave has written, whatever we've written together, there's actually a lot. There's a lot of ports out there that people don't ever see. And, like,
yeah.
And I should, like, I don't know, put them online or something. Just like, it's cool. Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, but I think those would be great to go. And Antigua was way back in 2004. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time to go back to those places.
It's time to go back.
Yeah. In fact, that kind of leads me to I had this, like, I don't know, it's kind of a funny idea. But there's so many places, there's so many islands, places to visit in the Caribbean. And it's just the area of the world, so many little islands. And I thought it would be kind of cool to have, like, a mystery cruise where you don't know where you're going. I don't know, just, like, this sense of adventure.
Oh, I would so do that.
And because there's so many places, and maybe it's even a place that they haven't been to before, you know? Something unusual. I don't know. I'm sure the only adventurous would sign up for that one, but...
That's a great idea,
It just
though.
Sounds like fun.
Disney Cruise Line diehards? I mean... Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah. You don't know where you're going, and maybe, you know, hey, look, I think we're heading, you know, southwest or whatever. You know, I could just see people, like, all over that trying to figure out where we're going.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Yeah. Wake up and, where are we? Yep. Okay.
That would be amazing. My other request was Australia.
Yes. Australia was some place I was thinking of as well.
Disney Cruise Line Down Under.
Yep. Wouldn't that be cool? I've always wanted
right?
to go there. Yes, of course.
Yeah, I could stop in Melbourne and Sydney and, you know, go around. I just think it would be great.
Yep.
There's so much down there, and talk about great shore excursions and, you know, talk about great shore excursions. Oh, come on.
And they could do that, like, in the winter because it'd be summer there. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Any of the southern hemisphere would be great winter cruises.
That's right. So the last one that I was thinking of, and this is one I've wanted ever since the very beginning, and it's an around-the-world cruise. And that really kind of ties in with Asia, because that's really all that we're missing here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a cruise that visits every Disney park. Yes, please,
thank you.
I mean, I can never afford it, but
that's a hangover from last time when we were talking about what we would do if we had $1 million to spend on
vacations. You mentioned that. That's right. Yeah. I've always wanted, I've always thought it would be just so cool going to all the parks by cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying, is there any that you couldn't? Shanghai, I guess.
Yeah, well, in that case, you know.
That would be, yeah.
You could stop
than that,
close
you could do
take
all
a
of them.
Train.
Yeah,
I have no idea what
that. Disneyland Paris would be. I mean, that's, you know, that's like a short train ride.
Yeah, that's
interior.
No big deal.
It's not, you know,
you could do that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it.
Can you imagine? Now, I've heard of stories of people going on those around the world cruises, and you're on the ship for a long time. It just seems like this amazing grand adventure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cruise line. Princess in particular sort of specializes in that to some degree. Mm-hmm. Where you literally can just spend a whole year on the cruise ship. It's amazing.
Can you imagine?
It's
very difficult too, because, I mean, you know, we have children and we have jobs.
Well,
but
right.
In a fantasy world.
Yeah. So, but those children are going to grow up and leave. And
that's right. You know, we will retire one day. We will have more time, presumably, than we have now. One hopes at least.
Exactly. But, you know, it's really not that far away, frankly. I mean, they go to college in 10 years, which, you know, if the next 10 years go as fast as the last 8, oh, forget about it, you know. Although, hopefully, while they're in college, they're in very good colleges, and we can't afford to send them.
Yeah, presumably.
We can't afford to go on around the world cruise with bank
tuition. I'm assuming that part, yes. Yeah.
Except for that golf scholarship that my son is going to get. No, just kidding.
Right.
Dare to dream, mommy, dare to dream.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully Disney will sort of end, you know, the speculation and the longing for information that is currently going on and announce the 2014 cruises.
Are there any rumors about when they might announce it?
You know, nothing concrete, but historically speaking, it's you know, in August. What month are we in? October. It's in October.
It's in October, yes.
I'm thinking, you know, why I'm saying August is because they announced the Alaska cruises at D23 a couple of years ago. So I've got August in my head, but it is, historically speaking, it's October. And there's not that much of October left, so chop, Disney Cruise Line.
That's right.
I don't, you know, this is pure speculation on my part. I don't think we're going to see anything super crazy.
Right. Probably not. Yeah.
You know, I know that Disney Cruise Line has, you know, signed a contract with Galveston to remain there, I believe, into 2014. So, you know, I think those, you know, sailings are going to stay on the schedule. And I don't think we're going to see anything super crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't think, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see a return to New York. I don't think we're going to see a return to the Baltic, which makes me sad. But so I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, I think it'll be pretty much what they've done last year. So.
Yeah, probably.
They
might swap. Just disappointing. Yeah, for some people, I know a lot of people like to, you know, they want the something new and exciting.
Yeah.
But, you know, practically speaking, it's not usually how it works. So.
Yeah. I would like to see Disney. I know the push is for bigger and bigger and bigger ships, but I actually like the small ship experience. Mm-hmm. And so I almost might like Disney to consider sort of, you know, a return to the smaller ship experience and maybe make one that's even smaller than the Magic and the Wonder, which would enable them to get into more ports that cannot accept
that's a really cool idea. Is it Crystal Cruises? I mean, it's a very high-end cruise line, and they have, I think they have smaller ships, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that would be, I think, really interesting, you know, smaller scale. Almost like a Avengers by Disney feel. It's going to cost more, but you're going to be, you get to go to some cool, really cool places.
Exactly. It's a more exclusive experience.
Yeah.
Also, I think on a smaller ship, you tend to get more of a sense of community with your fellow passengers because there's just less of them and you get to know them better. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
There's trade-offs for sure. But, but you know, look, I love a good megaship. I am in love with the Disney fantasy. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see, I'd like to see something a little smaller come along.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shall I move on to our community corner?
Sure. Although, how are we back to this again?
I know. We don't have any listeners celebrating this week.
I am sad.
Well, we had like 7 or 8 last week,
and it was like, woo-hoo, party. Now it's nothing.
And we definitely don't just have 7 or 8 listeners. So they're not like, oh, they're all gone right now or something. Yeah. So.
That was it. That was it for the year.
That was it.
More celebrations until next October.
Yeah, so please send us your celebrations. Remember that you can do that by going to passporter.com/desk, and you click on My Podcast, and there's a little link there for your celebration. And don't forget to tell us so that you're listening. And that's how we choose the winners for our podcast listener contest.
Yes. And I am liking this new contest already because the very first person who won has already claimed their gift certificate.
That's right.
So, woohoo!
That's right. We want to give this to people who are actively listening to our podcast. So,
yes.
So let us know. We're looking for every 60 days. Is that what we do?
Yeah, I think we decided 60. Yep, every 2
yep,
months. Yeah.
Yep, every 2 yep. months. Okay, and this week's winner is Mommy Pecad. That's MommyPecad. So if you're listening, Mommy Pecad, please send an email to podcast@passporter.com to claim your gift certificate.
Yes, and we want to give these gift certificates away. Like, this is not one of those contests where they're trying to make it difficult because they don't really give the prize away.
Yeah, we want to. It's cool.
We want to give you the prize. So.
Yep, that's one of the reasons we made this change. So that, you know, because I know that people will sign up for the podcast when they're actively planning a trip. And then when you're not, you might not listen. So,
right.
You know, having someone who signed up 3 years ago or almost 3 years ago, we're not quite at the 3 year mark, but let's say 2 years ago, and it's not going to help anybody. So, yes. And then it looks like we have a question from a reader. It says, this is Mel1223 who asks, I am an early riser and really enjoy my morning coffee. I know I can schedule room service to deliver at whatever time. However, I am trying not to disturb my wife and son. I was wondering if anyone has ever brought Keurig? Okay, Keurig.
Yep.
I know. I thought it might pass as it's not the traditional coffee pot. Thanks in advance.
No.
No, you haven't brought one, or no, don't bring one.
No, you cannot bring it.
You cannot bring one.
You cannot bring it. No. Disney does not want anything that even vaguely resembles a coffee pot. It's got a heating unit in it and a board. You know, the biggest thing they're trying to prevent on a cruise ship, besides, say, sinking, God forbid, is fire. So,
yeah. No, like, that's why they don't have irons in the room. Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why there's no coffee pots in the room.
That's right.
You know, I've scheduled room service to bring coffee. It's not too bad. I mean, your room is down a little hallway. There's some buffer between you and the sleeping occupants of your stateroom.
Yeah, and they're pretty good. They're not like banging on the door.
Bang, 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 your coffee's here.
You know, or you can simply be sort of waiting for them.
Exactly.
You know they're coming at 7 o'clock. Just at 6:55, position yourself near the door, and you know.
Yep.
Or if you're really an early riser, the Cove Cafe, which is up in the adult only deck, which is 12 or 9, depending on which ship you're on, has, I think, opens at 7 a.m. and has coffee choices. Mm-hmm. Or Starbucks, the Via instant packets, dissolve in hot water. Uh-huh. So if you really are just have got to have that coffee, you know, at 5:30 in the morning and you don't want to do room service, you could try the Starbucks instant via packets.
Mm-hmm. What I usually do is just go up and get my coffee from the beverage station.
Yep.
It's really easy. Sometimes I go, if it's early enough, the buffet restaurant's open, depending on what ship you're on, you know, and then I can get a little breakfast too. I kind of like that, you know, Alexander's asleep and I get my coffee and a donut. Hey, vacation's awesome.
But I do sympathize with the early riser thing, because I've got one of those. And so I cannot tell you how many times I've been wandering the deck wishing for, you know, early morning breakfast options. And by early morning, I mean, you know, 5:30, 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, right.
I feel you, but no Keurig for you. Sorry.
Yeah.
And what I'm interesting, because I have a Keurig, and they're noisy. So I find it interesting that he doesn't want to disturb his wife and son, but the gurgle, gurgle, gurgle of the coffee pot isn't going to disturb them.
Hmm.
Like, it's a fairly noisy little machine. Right. So,
I don't have one. So,
yeah, I'll take the tap tap of the room service guy over the noise that the Keurig makes. You know,
but yeah, it really isn't that bad. I mean, sometimes I have to be listening for that knock. It's not that loud, to be honest. So, yeah.
Now that we've said that, he's going to get the one attendant.
The one guy who's really perky at 5 a.m. No, it'll be okay. Okay, well, if anyone would like to hear their question answered on a podcast, you can send an email to podcast@passport.com, and we're happy to answer it. We love answering your questions. And I have a coupon code for anyone who wants to order a book in our store. It's good for 25% off the list price of any Passporter. And let's go with Cruise. The CRUISE. And it's all lowercase. You can type it during checkout at PassporterStore.com to get your discount. And next week we have two special guests, right?
At least one. We're waiting on confirmation for the second, but at least one. Bernie Edwards, who is one of the dads on the Disney Moms panel, as well as he works for NASA, which is just the coolest job.
I know, isn't it though?
Just the coolest job. But he is going to be on. He's recently been to the Walt Disney Family Museum in San Francisco, and so he's going to be talking about that.
Awesome. That's very cool. Great. Well, that's our show, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more news answers and a special guest. And listen to our podcast at passporter.com/podcast. Talk to you next week.